official at the Justice Department is now saying the redacted Mueller report is expected to be released Thursday morning. Teams of President Trump's personal lawyers are already in place to speed read the more than 300-page report on the investigation into connections between the Trump campaign and Russia interference in the 2016 election. This morning, President Trump tweeted, "They spied on my campaign. We will never forget." But he also praised the great intelligence that Trump claims exonerated him of both collusion and obstruction of justice, even though the bar summation of the report said Mueller couldn't decide if there was no obstruction of justice. NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing is here, and we'll link you, by the way, to his great piece, "The Mueller Report is Coming. Here's What You Need to Know." Hi, Phil.
Hi.
So Thursday, now we'll be looking for the redacted report. To the president's tweet today, Attorney General Barr brought up his concern about spying on the Trump campaign in his congressional testimony, although he said he didn't know if it was possibly warranted. Are we hearing a White House sort of pre-report defense?
Well, this is a White House theme from many months standing. It's not a pre-report defense as much as it is a continuation of this leitmotif picked up by the president and his supporters from very early days of this Russia imbroglio, because they say this is about the deep state. This is about conspirators within the FBI and the Justice Department who were so out to get Trump even before he was elected in 2016 that they began to try to shape events internally out of a bias against him. Mm-hmm. A lot of that has been knocked down. A lot of the accounts given by the FBI and the Justice Department about their own actions have been subsequently stood up. But it's been very profitable politically for the president and his supporters to frame the story in that way, and that's what they're clearly going to continue to do.
Well, we know defenders of the Mueller investigation have been saying, no, this was about investigating after it was learned that there were ties between people on the campaign and Russians. We know a FISA court granted investigators a warrant to surveil former Trump advisor Carter Page because of his Russia contacts only after he left the campaign. He was on CNN's Michael Smirkanis show this past weekend, and he once again called that surveillance illegal. Let's listen.
My office, when I used to work in New York, is right next door to Trump Tower. I was in and out of there quite frequently. The Starbucks coffee, the cafe downstairs. So there was absolutely spying in Trump Tower. There was no question about that.
He's making the tie there between they were spying on me and I used to go to Trump Tower. So will we learn anything in the report, the redacted report, about what really started this investigation?
Well, we know what really started this investigation. For example, there was a great deal of technical evidence collected by Britain's Signals Intelligence Agency, the GCHQ, in 2015 that we've since learned about that traced the path of data from targets in the United States back to Russian computer servers that became part of the attack against the election in 2016. And then, of course, we know the overtures that Trump campaign officials received from Russians and their agents in 2016, offers of help, offers of dirt on Hillary Clinton, off-the-record meetings and so forth. And it was those clues, those hints that led investigators at the FBI to begin the counterintelligence inquiry that we have lived with for so long. It isn't clear to me what Page is talking about when he discusses the Starbucks that's in Trump Tower next to his office. It's not clear what he saw or what he might know about that. But we'll be looking to learn about a lot more about all these details in this redacted report on Thursday morning when it comes out.
Yeah, and many may want to jump right to — it's supposed to be color-coded, so many might want to jump right to sections about potential presidential obstruction of justice, because we know Mueller laid out evidence for and against but didn't come to a conclusion, as Attorney General William Barr did. What might you be looking for?
Well, I'll be looking for a number of things. On obstruction of justice, the president has been described by people who work for him as talking in a very unique way. And his former attorney, Michael Cohen, said Trump speaks in code. And the question is, are the difficulties with respect to a potential obstruction of justice charge owing to the code the president uses when he talks to people? He doesn't say, "I'm expressly instructing you to take a following action, which I believe will help me in terms of this investigation." Mm. He says, "Wouldn't it be nice if so-and-so were in charge of this part of the investigation?" Or, "I hope you can see your way clear to letting this thing go." In other words, If the questions are difficult, is it because the president has conducted himself in a way that makes it just on this side of the goal line, and do prosecutors view that as being too difficult to try to make a case? And there are a number of other things. We're going to be looking for whether there's evidence about any other types of election interference by the Russian government against the United States in 2016, other than that which we know about already. The special counsel's office has issued an indictment about social media agitation and about the use of cyber attacks to try and release things to embarrass targets. What else did the Russians do? And what other knowledge did the president or people in his orbit have about what were taking place at that time? We know there were all these overtures, meetings, and communications and so forth. How many of them reached Trump himself? And if they did, what action did he take or not take?
Of course, we're waiting to see on Thursday how much of this will be redacted. Just briefly, why is it that Democrats fear that William Barr in particular might redact too much?
Well, the attorney general has been two Democrats acting like an advocate for the president as opposed to an independent officer. He criticized the investigation before he was nominated. He talked about the spying, which is a loaded word we mentioned earlier on. Mm-hmm. And so for the Speaker of the House and other Democratic leaders, they're very suspicious that Barr is going to be trying to protect the president as opposed to revealing what the special counsel found.
NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing. Again, we'll link you to his great writing here and now.org. Phil, thank you.
Thank you.